there. Welcome to I Succeed, a unique inspirational leadership and business success channel for women. This is your host, Payal Nanjiani, motivational leadership speaker, executive and success coach, and an author. This is the only channel that helps you become a game-changing leader and entrepreneur, lead with confidence, and get all the techniques, wisdom, and insights of leadership and success all within 15 minutes. And I am here today to talk to you about the number one key to women's success. Now, let me begin today's episode by thanking you all for the lovely messages on my Facebook and LinkedIn page, as well as those emails with questions. Let them keep coming. It was super. And in one of the messages, someone asked me about, you know, what I would say is the number one key for any woman to succeed. And here's my take on it, friends. I would say the number one key to any woman's success is self-discipline. You see, today we are in an age where information about success, business, leadership, and progress is available at the tip of our fingers, and they are available in plenty. But yet, when you observe closely around you, what do you see? You know, or maybe if your work is like me, traveling around and meeting people around the globe, you will observe the vast difference in the percentage of women who reach to the top and those who do not. And the biggest reason for this difference is that most women lack self-discipline. With the number of women entrepreneurs and leaders whom I have coached, I have come to observe that, you know, those who have achieved their goals are the ones who have ingrained this one element in themselves. Because if you don't practice self-discipline, let me tell you, my friends, you are going to be pulled in all directions by work, family, and friends. And that will leave you feeling drained out, and ultimately you will land up saying to yourself phrases like, oh, it's so hard to be successful, or, women can't get that success as men, or some women are just lucky to get successful, or, you know, it's a man's world out there. These are the phrases that we are going to repeat to ourselves time and again. You know, the one thing I always emphasize on is this: success does not discriminate between man or woman. So rather than self-pitying yourself, start to self-discipline yourself. Now see, each of us has something special, something unique that we have brought to the universe. And I'm sure you all have the talent, the skills, the knowledge and the expertise, but these won't take you anywhere if you do not work on developing them. And developing them requires a lot of self-discipline. And you will be amazed at the places your gifts and talents will take you, my friends. I have worked with thousands of women who have great business ideas, wonderful strategies to climb the corporate ladder, awesome businesses, but yet they aren't where they should be. Because to get to where you want to be, you've got to practice the art of self-discipline. So in this era of accelerated change, business complexity, and tremendous competition, when you begin to develop yourself and be self-disciplined, I guarantee you, my friends, you will soon start to be in control of your destiny. You will be able to take massive actions. You will get all those results that you once hoped for and only imagined. You know, think of it like this, my friends. I always see that success is on the other side of the tunnel. And as you are getting, you know, as you are entering this tunnel and passing through it, at every stage, there are these guards, you know, they are standing with these obstacles and they just won't allow you to pass through. And, you know, every time that you pass through, you start to go a little ahead, they will stop your way and they will throw all these obstacles at you so that these challenges, you know, they frustrate you and you just get stuck where you are or you return back. But guess what? If you are relentless, if you are practicing self-discipline, they are going to say it's tough to mess with a woman like you. They will willingly bow down and let you pass through. Friends, the center of bringing any dream to fruition is self-discipline. Self-discipline is the ability to get yourself to take action regardless of your emotional state. I think I should repeat that, isn't it? Self-discipline is the ability to get yourself to take action regardless of your emotional state. That means whether you are feeling low, sad, happy, too excited, your self-discipline is such that it will allow you to take action. It's not dependent on how you feel. It is all about getting command of your mind. It's all about the daily rituals that help you stay on track. So let me ask you an interesting question here, my friends. If I was to take a pause and to just ask you, what are some of the daily rituals that you have developed to help you become successful? Can you think of a few? Maybe five, maybe three, maybe at least one or two. Because these are the daily rituals that you know are taking you towards your goals and dreams. And if you cannot think of even one ritual that you have consciously made, it's time to start doing so, my friends, because this means that you are only working hard, but it's not taking you anywhere. Working hard and working smart are both required for success, and working smart requires a daily ritual. So plan your daily ritual. I want to really emphasize this point here and really encourage you right now, you know, or maybe just after you finish hearing this episode, write down at least three rituals that you will practice every single day to help you take you towards your goal. And I will assure you, my friends, within a couple of months, you will see yourself nearing to your dream and goal. Self-discipline is about choosing the actions that are in your best interest. It's about foregoing your immediate pleasures for the exchange of long-term gains. You know, when other folks are having a good time, meeting with friends and just watching some TV or relaxing, you've got to build that strength, my friends, to focus. You've got to build that strength to stay in concentration and stay in your zone of self-discipline. Self-discipline. It's about what you do every single day. I repeat, my friends, it's what you do every single day. It's not about setting a ritual and practicing it for 3 or 4 days, but then on the fifth day you say, oh, you know what, today I have some work, today I have something else to do, so I will give up on my self-discipline. No, you cannot give up on your ritual that you have promised to achieve every single day. Because if you self-discipline yourself and build a routine that perfectly walks you towards the goal, my friends, you will begin to make competition irrelevant. You will start to leave people behind. It's true that self-discipline isn't easy. It wasn't easy for me. It wasn't easy for my clients. And it's not going to be easy for you either. Because with so many tasks on your side, it's hard to bring this element into your life. But it's also true that the road to success is through self-discipline. If you raise your standards and set rituals to make sure these standards are met, you will make sure you never fail. You will make sure that you will give more time. In fact, you know what? It's bound to give you more time for yourself, more time for your work, and more time for your family. And isn't that what we all want? Because I get these complaints so often from women. Oh, I don't have the time. You know, I don't have the time, Payal. You know, there's cooking and there's traveling and there's work and there's the child's homework and there are friends and where do I have the time? You've got to practice self-discipline, and it's going to pave the way for time. It's going to give you time for many other things that you only hoped for, that you only imagined, and that you felt other women are lucky, that they have more time than you. Who has more time? Each of us are given the 24 hours, and we've got to see how to manage it. But if we can manage ourselves, time will be managed on its own. I promise. So friends, here's a quick assignment for you. Okay, Number one, I want you to pick up one area of your work that you truly want to develop. You know, it could be any area of your work that you truly want to develop, or maybe it's an area of your life, of your leadership, of some habit that you want to develop. Number two, I want you to dedicate 1 hour daily. Okay, I underline that word and I'm repeating it in bold, daily. So dedicated 1 hour daily towards mastering it. And number three, I want you to practice and apply now, you know, whatever you have read or heard in that area on which you are working, I want you to practice and apply it every single day. every circumstances, in whoever you are dealing with, apply what you have learned. And you will observe within just a few weeks, you have raised your own leadership bar and you are on your way to success. Remember, friends, the common denominator of success is self-discipline. Forming the habit of doing things that the vast majority of people neglect to do, make it a point, my friends, today onwards to discipline. Discipline your thinking, your relationships, your actions, your psychology, your physiology, your health, and your finances. Only you can take yourself towards success, my friends, and nothing can stop a self-disciplined woman from achieving her goals and dreams. So this is once again, my friends, this is Payal Nanjiani feeling humbled to connect with you on my podcast channel. Until the next episode, do follow me on my LinkedIn and Facebook page for plenty of leadership and success resources, as well as do not forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel for leadership and success video that goes up every week. So here's wishing you loads of success. This is Payal Nanjiani waiting to connect with you in the next episode.